Your morning news continues now on KTRH.
It is 6:47. Thank you so much for making Houston Morning News your first choice for news in the morning. J. Wayne Ballou is an oil and gas expert from Looper Reed and McGraw. He joins me right now. Mr. Ballou, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning. We got some oil leases that are going to be up for grabs here very soon, about 38 million acres of the Gulf. Up for grabs next month, June 20th, in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Let me ask you this. Oil leases, does that mean drilling as well?
Not necessarily. And first of all, thank you for having me join you. That's just the leasing is just the first step of a process that can sometimes be marred with red tape and economic disincentive to develop. And so, leasing does not mean drilling.
So, I mean, the Obama administration keeps telling us that they're pro-oil. They've got all of these leases that they're giving oil companies. They're suggesting that oil companies already have leases on lots of land, millions of acres that they're not drilling on. So I guess the question is, who do we believe? The Obama administration, that they are somehow pro-drilling, pro-oil, or the oil companies that, yeah, we got these leases, but there may not be any oil there?
I think you can believe parts of both and not believe parts of both. I don't know that this upcoming lease sale and its announcement are indicative of the administration's stance on drilling by any means. These leases are part of a plan that was put in place in 2007 before this administration took office, and so we're really not expanding on the areas of offshore drilling or the areas of offshore United States that are available. And once, like we talked about a minute ago, the leasing is just the first step. In order to actually escalate drilling and encourage offshore drilling, you need an active drilling program that's supported by the administration, supported by the permitting process, and supported by opening additional offshore acreage.
J. Wayne Ballou is from Looper Reed and McGraw. He's an oil and gas expert. So they get the leases, and then they have to find the oil and gas, and then they have to get more permits to actually drill for that oil and gas, correct?
That is correct. A lot of these companies have developed or have put in place entire departments to comply with kind of a post-Macondo era of permitting.
And so, I'm trying to figure out whether the Obama administration really is trying to convince me that they are pro-drilling, or they're just trying to, you know, wave the red herring. Hey, we got all these leases, but we're not going to let you drill even if you find oil.
Yes and no. I think drilling the permitting process has become easier than it was, say, a year ago, but not as easy as it was 2 years ago, pre-Macondo. I think it's hard to gain any sort of indication from this lease sale and from the current plan they have in place as to this administration's stance. I think we're going to have to dig a little bit deeper, which I haven't done yet, into what they're proposing is the next five-year plan, which on its face still restricts 85% of U.S. offshore from drilling.
All right.
And is not showing us any indication that there's going to be an easing of the permitting and the new red tape in place.
J. Wayne Ballou, Looper, Reed, and McGraw, I thank you, sir, for joining us here this morning and straightening that out.